brought to you by Penguin.
The Everything Token, written and read by Steve Kaczynski and Scott Duke Commoners.
To our families, both centralized and decentralized. Part 1. The Next Digital Revolution. Chapter 1. Introduction. Planet of the Apes. In March 2022, one of the then hottest startup companies on the planet raised $450 million in an oversubscribed investment round, valuing the company at $4 billion. Investors were champing at the bit to fund Yuga Labs, a unicorn startup whose premier product was digital pictures of cartoon monkeys. The pictures weren't made by a famous artist. In fact, while their individual visual features had been hand-drawn, the images themselves were created by a computer process. An algorithm randomly combined features like fur, clothes, and facial expressions into an image such as a bored monkey in a spinner hat. Popular sites like Quora and Reddit were flooded with people asking versions of why would anyone pay real money for a random picture of a monkey? Some commenters pointed out that the pictures technically weren't of monkeys at all. They were of apes, which are a different kind of primate. But that didn't do much to clarify why anyone would think they might have value. Even more baffling, in a world where most consumer startups race to acquire as many customers as possible and tout their total addressable market, Yuga had only created 10,000 of the images and committed to never produce any more. The whole premise seemed ridiculous, but even more absurd on its face was that the pictures weren't quite the product at all. Indeed, they were publicly available for anyone to view or download on the internet. What Yuga had really sold was a series of digital records, non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, which associated specific people, or rather their computer accounts, with specific images in the collection. That's right, investors put hundreds of millions of dollars into a company that had sold 10,000 digital records linking computer accounts to public primate pictures. Moreover, while Yuga had created these digital records, it didn't even control them. Unlike the tech platform behemoths that closely guard every bit of their data, Yuga's NFTs were stored on a public decentralized computer network called a blockchain. So once they were created, the NFTs were, in effect, out of the company's hands. Yuga couldn't control who bought, sold, or traded them, much less the market price. And the public nature of the blockchain meant that wherever the images went was tracked for the whole world to see. The whole phenomenon left many observers scratching their heads. The images weren't much like the type of art that people often paid millions of dollars for. And again, to the extent anyone bought or owned one of these images at all, what they actually got was a digital record, i.e., the associated NFT. People could buy and sell NFTs just as they might trade Pokemon cards or oil futures. But NFTs are otherwise quite different. After all, with futures, you eventually own the commodity, and with Pokemon cards, you get a card that can be used to play a game. Some thought NFTs were, at best, a bizarre fad, and at worst, some form of gluttonous excess, another ridiculous thing for people who already have everything to spend money on. Plus, as a way to do business, blockchain-based products themselves were often met with deep skepticism, owing to the speculative nature of the emerging crypto industry, as well as the fact that some people associated cryptocurrencies with money laundering and fraud. More on that soon. To be fair, you might be thinking, if a company can successfully sell a product that bizarre, they must be doing
Sample complete. Ready to continue?